Gastric sleeve recipes. Simple bariatric meal plans to eat after your surgery for easy and healthy recovery. Written by Mike Edwards. Narrated by Austin Mayer.
Chapter 1, Week 3, Soft Pureed Food Recipes. After one long week with just clear, sugar-free liquids and a week that allowed you to add thinned cream and or soft noodle soups, sugar-free pudding, sugar-free sorbet, and non-fat yogurt to the list, now you can have a few more satisfying foods. However, the new food items must be pureed. Even pureed, we now have enough food ingredients that we can start to put together some tasty food options using simple recipes. This week, you can add the following ingredients, remembering to mash, blend, or puree them. Mashed avocado. Mashed fruit, i.e. bananas. Canned salmon, canned tuna, scrambled eggs, soups, ground chicken with stock, ground beef with stock, boiled vegetables, steamed vegetables, soggy cereal, soft cheese, limited amount, low-fat cottage cheese, low-fat mayonnaise, hummus, coconut milk, almond milk, protein shake or smoothie, one per day, blended with yogurt, non-fat milk, or cottage cheese. You need to avoid the following items: sugar, starchy foods, fibrous vegetables. Goals: consume 60 grams of protein every day and about 70 grams if you are a man, or whatever your doctor tells you. Eat your food slowly. Introduce only one new food from the list above per meal, notating any food intolerances. Introduce only one of the aforementioned new food items per meal and take notice of whether or not your body reacts to the food. You may get nauseated and vomit or have other reactions, so you don't want to introduce more than one item at a time. Some recipes do combine several ingredients, so if one meal upsets your stomach, you may want to go back to a clear liquid diet for a day and then move on to a different new food. On a later date, you can divide the components of that offending meal up and try one new ingredient during a meal and then another one the next meal to figure out which ingredient your system wasn't taking, i.e. separate the beef from the guacamole or try beef with no spices. You want to know what to avoid for a while. Take physical notes of what the offending food was that you tried to add, how your body reacted to it, etc. To get the required amount of protein daily, you'll want to take advantage of shakes and smoothies because the protein powder in them give you a lot of protein per sip. Meal recipes. Beef with avocado. Serving, 1. Prep and cooking time, 40 minutes. What to use? Ground beef chuck, 1/2 pound, cooked and grease drained off. Beef stock. Avocado, 1, mashed. Powdered onion. Mild Mexican spices. Salt, a pinch. Black pepper, pinch. Lemon, to taste, optional. Soft cheese, 1/8 cup of optional soft cheese. What to do? Fry up the hamburger. Drain all grease off of it. Put cooked beef in blender with enough beef stock to give it a soft, pureed consistency. Add mild spices to taste if desired. Turn out hamburger mixture into a small bowl. Peel and seed the avocado. Blend the avocado until creamy in blender. Add lemon and or onion powder to avocado to taste. Take out anything hard. Coat the avocado mixture over the hamburger mixture. Tuna with low-fat mayonnaise. Servings, 1 to 2. Prep time, 10 minutes. What to use? Tuna, 1 large can. Onion, 1/4 onion boiled or steamed. Salt to taste. Pepper to taste. Low-fat mayonnaise to taste. What to do? Boil or steam the onion. Blend onion until cut into small pieces. Add tuna and blend until there are no chunks. Add the remaining ingredients and blend, adding ingredients until it suits your taste. Chill and serve alone as a cold salad or warm it up if preferred warm. Chicken with broth. Serving, 1. Prep and cooking time, 20 minutes. What to use? Chicken, 1 breast, cooked and pureed. Chicken broth, 1/4 cup.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?